Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord loves His people, and He always speaks to us in the heart. The reason the Lord is looking for people of faith, because they hunger and thirst after righteousness. They desire the living things of God, and they want to walk out of the world. That is very special to God. We may not know everything. We don't know everything. We don't. But God don't care about what we don't know. If we are willing to love God and love His people, to love life, you got God's attention. If you love family, if you love what's right, God is watching you. You caught His attention. If you love what's right because it's right, you caught God's attention. He's looking at you. That, my friend, is faith. And now we got to deal with covenant. The only way God can get you out of this situation we're in alive is to, you got to believe on Jesus. He sent one son, no matter what the Satan say, no matter how he dress up his religious traps. That's all other religions are. They're traps. There's something to Satan knows that there are people out there. See, he knows how God is, and he knows how God thinks. For everybody out there that loves what's right, the enemy will give you an alternative route. And all you have to do is cheat a little bit. Every religion besides Christianity requires you to cheat a little bit. Just a little bit. God know, you know, He's trying to satisfy the quest of your conscience. Your conscience wants to know God. Your spirit man is looking for God. It's trapped in sin. It doesn't completely know the whole story. And it's suspicious of this world. And it wants to know God, because God made our spirit, and that's what wants God back. So people do all kind of things trying to fill a great void that only God can fill. And Satan knows this. So he set traps out there to get you involved, to hijack your quest for God against you. Even if you believe on Jesus Christ, he tried to get you to detour off the path of God's word and onto the world. Once you reunited with the Lord, if you lack knowledge somewhere, he tried to use your lack of knowledge against you. But I watched. There are people who believed on Jesus Christ. They don't know everything. They don't have everything all together, but they will not betray their God. They will not betray their Father, because they found the love of God. They don't, and that's why the enemy gets away with things, but their primary dedication, they can't be stolen. I've heard people say, if it's God's will, He'll heal me. And they just as sincere, but they were taught wrong. They have faith for salvation, but not healing. They don't know the scriptures that God has healed them. Wonderful people. People I greatly trust have said this. They don't know that God provided healing at their will. Now, He gave us healing, not at His will, at ours. We can access that healing anytime we want to, but the world says you can't have it. You're foolish for trying. You're going to offend God if you try to get healed. That's not true. I've even heard preachers say that they talk about suffering for God like Job. And sometimes you just got to hold out. We don't deviate from our primary love for God. Now, that part is true. But He gave us the full benefit. We can be healed. But Satan may get them to not know about the healing that's theirs, or the prosperity, or whatever they need, the other things that God did as well. See, he saved us, right? He gave us the ability to get it, to have all we need in this life. But the enemy, where we lack knowledge, that's where he try to camp out. He don't want your life to look like it's a winning life. But still, he cannot make people turn from Jesus who saved them. And they won't. And they're not, because they fell in love with God. Even if you threaten them with death, that won't work either. They are steeped in the Word of God, in that faith that they have. And they'll die believing on Jesus, and they'll live forever because they believed on Jesus. And there are people out there searching. Now, a person that has a good heart, if they're introduced to the truth, they're coming out of the world and the processes that have kept them trapped. Every facet of the world system has its own unique trap. The lust of the flesh has its own trap. The lust of the eye has its own trap. There are people that won't sin according to the lust of the flesh, but they will sin when it comes to the lust of the eye. They will cheat, they will kill, they will steal to get what they're after. And some people won't kill or steal, but they're so engrossed in trying to attain things, because that the lust of the eye can't be satisfied. There's not enough money that can satisfy a person that has a problem with the lust of the eye. The Ecclesiastes said, there's a man that has no child or brother, but he works from dark to dark. He works all the time trying to attain things, because the lust of the eye can't be satisfied. When you believe on Jesus Christ and you're reunited with the Lord, you have something called contentment. And you have the ability to be content. And now your quest to attain things, it's altered. Instead of attaining things for yourself, you work to be a life so others can live as well. That's why some people have a drive. They don't understand the drive that God gave them. The drive that God gives you is to be used according to the Word, to build companies so that others can be blessed. And there's a man that I heard about. He loved cars, and he was a mechanic. And he eloped because his wife's father didn't believe that he was going to make it as a mechanic. He wanted his daughter to marry somebody that had a better job, better career. So they eloped. They fell in love and eloped. But he was such a good mechanic, he did good work. And then he bought houses and rented houses. And he became very wealthy and blessed. And I was blessed to fish in this lake. And he started a racetrack in the Adamsville, Graysville area, Sayree Racetrack, because he had a drive to do something. God gave him that, and he does things to bless other people. See, when you do things to bless others, that's why God gave you that drive. And I only met him for a moment, but he seemed like a kind person that wanted to just do the right thing. Not a greedy person, but a well-rounded type person. Now, only meeting somebody for a moment, you can't know everything about a person, but I've heard good things about him, and I believe it. Now, God loves us, and sometimes you have to follow the path that God has set for you. There are things that God put in people, and I want to wake them up. The enemy tried to get a person off track with one of these three things: the lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, or the pride of life. If a person has a drive to do good, Satan will try to alter that thing into the and get you involved with the lust of the eye so you can't be satisfied. And he's trying to get you to get in sin so that you'll start cheating people and doing underhanded things. And then if it's the lust of the flesh, some people have a lot of love for others in their heart, and the enemy will try to turn into the lust of the flesh. They have the ability to be concerned about people. The counter to love is lust. It can't be satisfied. Love fulfills. Lust consumes. So he tried to get people who have, a lot of people who have, who have gone according to the alternative. If they get involved with the lust of the flesh, at first it'll seem good, and then it'll become old to them, and it'll get boring. But they're trapped. Everything that Satan is entrapment. If you try to satisfy lust, you're not, and it's going to consume your life. There are people out there, there are prostitutes out there that wish they could not be like they are, and their heart cries out to God. And sometime the Lord can come and get them saved, and he'll do a miracle for them, because that's what it'll take, and break the yoke, and they can walk, live a pure life. And he can even enable them to forget about the past to the point that it doesn't control them anymore. Now, the power of God is real, but you got to be serious and you got to want it. So if you're trapped in something, or know if somebody is trapped in something, tell them God can help them out. They're going to have to seek him. Some people they have to just seek the Lord till they attain. You can do it more than one way. You can receive God's word, be strengthened, be healed by the word of God. You can go in the presence of the Lord and he can do miracles in your life. You can continue to listen to good ministry and transform your life. Whatever you need, the Lord will show you the path you need to take, the scriptures you need to read and study and receive. Receive the scriptures. If you can receive the scriptures and the word of God in your heart, you can overcome the world in real time. God loves you. He's not going to hold your past against you. He wants you to believe on him now while you got breath in you. If you go to hell, then there's nothing he can do. But if you believe on him now, he can. Now, those who have a problem with the pride of life, they got the worst one. That's something you're going to, if you know you love God and you know you want to do it right and you know you want to go forward in him, the only way that problem can be killed, but that's the sin God hates the most. What people say all the time, well, sin is sin, God hates sin, he hates all sin, but he ate pride more than he ate everything else. That's the worst one. That's the most deadly sin there is. It leads to hatred. Now, if you know you got a problem with pride, you're always putting yourself first, and you start doing underhanded things to look good, you're going to have to learn to love people. See, perfect love casts out fear, and fear exists because of pride. Pride works together with fear. If perfect love casts out fear, it'll also consume pride. It'll destroy it. Always say that you love others. You love God, his people, his word, his wisdom. And you can destroy all the influences that come along with your pride. And instead of bragging on you, brag on everybody else to the glory of God. Point out the good in people. And you can kill it. And you can do it on purpose. Just like Satan infected you with pride on purpose. Whatever he did against you, it can be undone. But the spirit of man desires to know God. And if the word of God can get in anybody's heart, it can give them the faith they need to overcome the world and every challenge that comes along with it. But if you love the world, then it's going to cause you to spit out the word. And the knowledge of the word, if you resist it, it'll be as if you never heard it. It'll be as if nobody ever told you about the gospel. If you treat the word unfaithfully, the word of God causes faith to be in us, so that we can utilize it, so that we can speak it, so that we can be transformed, so that we can be made over, made new, and then build upon the fact that we are made new in Him. If you've deviated from the word, go back and study the word until you are transformed and you can look at life according to the word of God. The word of God is going to give you the mastery. Now, if you love God at all, and I believe we all do, if you listen to this broadcast, you got to love God. Because I put people to work. You're going to have to study His word. Now, God doesn't love you based on your performance. It's not about performance. This is for your life. A man that's wise is wise for himself. And you got to do what it takes to prepare your heart to do the things of God so that you can harness the blessing of sowing and reaping. Because if you keep sowing negatively, it's going to cost you your life. But if you start sowing godly seeds, if you start doing the blessed things in life, then it's going to propel your life and you'll thrive. And you'll live. You'll overcome the darkness, all the darkness, the fears, the curses, the negativity of the negative mindsets. And I know good Christian people, they can be just as negative as the world in their way. You know, when I wanted to build something at work, I didn't tell anybody because they'll tell me not to do it. But once I did it, then they used the tools that I made. If I told them, they would have told me to do it different or not do it at all. Good people can be negative until they start doing things God's way. They can be negative in one area and positive in another. And that's how most people are. They're negative in some ways and positive in other ways. In other words, they're scriptural over here and unscriptural over there. So when I have an idea that'll benefit everybody, I don't tell people that I know are negative. And then I tell people that enough so that I can get a job done. Then I reveal what I did. And then eventually they'll see the value of it and they'll stop being negative. That's why we all need light. When people turn the lights on, I'm gonna tell you what's gonna happen. The light exposes the darkness for what it is. That's why Jesus said, don't put your light underneath a bed. Don't conceal the light, that's what he's saying. People don't take a candle and put it under a bed. Now, you know a candle will burn the bed down. But what he was saying was, you don't take a light and hide it. The light is to show you what's real. But to keep what you feel when you do things God's way, you feel the pushback of the negative mindsets because Satan don't want to wake people up to the truth. He wants them to be dormant when it comes to the things of God. And when you turn the lights on, even good people, even honorable people will sometimes start complaining. And they'll start, you working too hard. Now they over there comfortable. Their flesh wants to be comfortable. They want to sit down and prolong things. They got the boss trained to where they can do things the way they want to do it. And they're getting away with it. Now you come in working as under God. Now you're an irritant at first. But if you keep on, they're going to see, well, this is the right way to be. And what I was doing is actually the wrong way to do. And they'll have to deal with that. And it'll take a long time, but it'll happen. If you keep working as under God, then everybody will know it and you'll stand out. And the boss knows that people are valuable. He knows people are going to do certain things differently. And everything's going to be all right. Because when you turn the lights on, people can see what's right. And if you do it long enough, you'll become the standard and others will fall in place. And they'll start doing what they should do. And that's how it works. With the light of the world, we give people a chance to see what's right. And the salt of the earth, we preserve it. As we continue doing what's in the light, see, people have a spirit, and their spirit wants to know God. And the facts of God are revealed in the light. And when they can see it, then they get to the point they can judge it. And when they can judge it, they can change. All of this takes time. You can't walk in a room and expect everybody to be grown in the Lord the very next day. It don't happen that way. Even God don't expect it to be that way. And if it does, it's a miracle. If that happens, he did it. But the time it takes for people to become willing and be willing to obey God on their own and mature, that takes sometimes years. I always say the Lord is mightily moving by his spirit, because the day people hear the word of God in truth and in light and in his rightly divided word, in the way God meant it, the spirit of the word, when that word gets in their heart, a process has begun. And the Lord is able to finish it and water it and nurture it so that they can grow healthy. So preachers, don't look at the people. Look at the word of God. God is speaking to the heart, not the mind. And what they can, what can become of them over time is astounding. Even the most foolish members you have can be valuable to God. And remember, sometimes God prepares people to do one thing in their life that changes everything. God will take a foolish person and provoke them. He can provoke wise people with people who are foolish. Because as they grow, people are used to them being foolish. And then they start doing wise things. And then they start doing things better than the people that were wise. And then and people who are used to them being foolish say, hey, wait a minute, now they're doing better than I am. Their pride is provoked. And that's good. Because now they're going to start seeing the handiwork of God in their lives. It works. God uses people like tools. Never underestimate what the least of these can do. And remember, the least of us, the least of the church is greater than John the Baptist. We need to know this and not forget it. Everybody that has the Holy Spirit within has great potential. And that's the reason the enemy tries to tear people's lives down. Because God loves people. And he's for us. And he's working night and day, even when we're asleep, to put plans together to get us on track. See, while we're trying to build our life, Satan's trying to destroy it and tear it down. But I'm not going to let him do it. I'm going to teach people how to fight, how to win, how to go forward in life. I want you to know God and what he's highly capable of. Because God loves us tremendously. There's nothing we can't do when we take the Lord at his word and serve him. Because God loves us and his love is great. And he's coming back soon. We're almost out of time, but I thank him for every day we have to do his plan. We're going to see good things as we trust him and as we take him at his word. Now again, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in your life and help you go forward in him in every way of life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.